All right, coming up next to the stage, we have another newcomer to your stories. She graduated MFA in poetry at Columbia, which is great. I asked her for an introduction, and this is what her friend Alyssa provided. She said that this next speaker is as though Maria Bamford, the mom from Bobby's World, and Winona Ryder in Beetlejuice banged and had a child. Abby Hagler. That's a lot. That's a lot for folks to have.
Pretty high expectation. Yeah, I, this doesn't have a lot to do with stars, so I was like, oh, you gotta come up with a title so they'll think it has to do with stars. So like, my first thought was like, The Fault in Our Stars. So that's what I decided to call this. Hell is other people. Camus said it. My last Tinder date wore it on a shirt. Being that everyone is somebody's other, we are, each of us, a vision of hell. It seems like online dating really accentuates this point. With apps, it's easy to set ourselves up on near-blind dates any day of the week. They don't require our relatives pressuring us, our friends playing go-between, or somehow ending up with a bunch of crappy free furniture off Craigslist. I suppose this is why online dating lends itself so easily to bad date stories. Most dating stories we hear are about bad dates, but so rarely about being one. But if my last Tinder date shirt was correct, we've all been someone's bad date before. The first time it occurred to me that I was a bad date was also my first OkCupid date. Shortly after creating my profile, I set up a date with Andy for the following week. We didn't really talk, but I liked that Andy kept a planner and sported a soft chin that seemed to say, I'm as sensible as a 55-year-old woman's shoes. A day or so later, I started one of those 19th-century novel-length message exchanges with this guy named Sean, who had a sleeve of Egyptian mythology tattoos, even though my profile specifically stated, please, no one interested in Egyptian mythology. It did. It's another story. I am like you. Boring in the good ways, a total champ of normalcy despite my feelings about ancient Egypt. On a date, I do not down shots of Fireball, uncross my legs, and open up about my grandma. I do not carry a sacred Buddhist text from which we might read if all goes well. Also true stories. I work at an office. I enjoy talk radio. I have two cats and several nice cardigans. I also have this really minutia-based intuition. Like, if I ignore it, I might be slightly inconvenienced on a date with a cult leader. But when I listen, I am pleased, like I was with the book I brought for Date Day with Andy, which I read for 45 whole minutes before texting Sean. I think I just got stood up for my first date. Being fresh from a 2-year dating hiatus, I'll admit I was naive of the rule both online and offline dating share. Never talk about dates with other dates. Sean didn't seem to mind, though, offering to keep me company instead. Alone in my bar stool, I celebrated almost as hard as Stella when she finally got her groove back for 30 whole seconds before Andy messaged, hey, sorry, I fell asleep in my chair. Of course you did, sensible one, I smirked. And then I read, see you in 5. Just as he entered, stage left, wearing a goddamn starched business shirt with jeans. We quick hugged and sat down just as Sean was wiping his feet in the doorway, more blue-eyed in person than in pictures. Barstools flew in my hurry to head him off, batting away his arms opened up for our first hug and frantically shushing him. Hi, he said, shh, shh, shh. I replied, listen. And even after I invited him to both storm out and hate me forever, he remained kind. Kind as any guy competing with other guys in a dating situation. No, I'm not going to leave or hate you, he grinned. Really? So you want to hang out with me again another time? I asked. No, I mean, I'm staying. I'll pretend I'm your friend. Are we sitting over here? He asked, guiding me over to the table with Andy. Before I tell you how this ends, I want to say this about being a hell person. Bad dates are hell. But hell people are not necessarily bad. They're just people who are usually really bad at things, like handling their alcohol, or having accessible interest to modern people, or listening, or being aware of time and space and feelings in general. Fortunately, Sean and Andy had a really great date. While I quietly swilled back about 18,000 beers, their conversation flowed. It seemed like they had a million things in common, both having jobs, coming from families, and having gone to school before. You probably already realized that come midnight, Andy went home to his beloved chair, while I ended up at my place, drunkenly planking an oddly quiet Sean. In an attempt at conversation, I whispered up his nose, "So, would you rather be a tree or a desk?" Before he quietly rolled over and went to sleep. You were right if you assumed that I would soon learn what it means to be slow-fated. What you don't know is that years later, I found Sean and I have a mutual friend. When I told her about him, she was honest. "Dude, Sean only dates girls who like being tied up for hours until they pee all over themselves. He's got videos online." Suddenly, I flashed back to him asking, just before we reached my house, "What are you into?" To which I replied, "I have to say, I'm really into, like, missionary right now." Or it's opposite, whatever that is. Opposite missionary, overall. I'm really into having some sex. So maybe it wasn't my negligence, but my desire for some regular vanilla that did it. But I'm happy I never knew it then. I had a lot to learn from that date. 4 years later, I can say I'm still a hell person. I may not be able to change Camus' definition of hell. I can make no guarantees that my last Tinder date isn't on a date right now wearing that shirt. But I can tell you this. Go on being your hell self. It might be helping you out. And if worries are what keep you up at night, try to count all the bullets you never knew you dodged.
Thank you, Abby. That was fantastic. That also was